Hello, my name is Thea. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I've been told that y'all are giving shots for the virus.
Trying to get a vaccine appointment?
Yes, ma'am.
I can provide you with that vaccine appointment line. They'll be able to get you pre-registered and everything with your local county health department. Do you have a paper and pen handy? I'll give you that number.
I'm hard of hearing. Could you slow down just a little bit? A little bit louder. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, I can provide you with that vaccine appointment line number where they'll be able to get you pre-registered with your local county health department. You have a paper and pen?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's going to be 855-566.
That's 566?
Yes, 566, yes, sir.
All right.
5333. 5333. Yes, that's correct.
Now, I'm asking why this number that was given me was saying that they were giving shots in Daphne. Am I misinformed?
Say again, sir. Hello?
I got this message saying that if I called this number, I could get a hold of where they're giving the shots, which is in Daphne, Alabama, for first survivor responders and people over 76. Have I been misinformed?
Well, this isn't the line. That 855 number is the one you call in order to get on the list. This is the number you call for COVID testing, if you're trying to see if you tested positive for COVID, for testing sites.
I got you covered. I'll call that right now. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
I let you just slip me a shot.
I'm so sorry about that, sir.
But
I hope I've been able to help. And if you need more information, you can visit the following websites, adph.org or cdc.gov. And I want to thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline, okay? Be safe.
All right. You have a good day.
All right.
Bye. Bye.